What if a simple goal-setting framework could transform not just companies, but entire industries and humanitarian efforts worldwide? This is precisely what John Doerr reveals in Measure What Matters. Objectives and Key Results, OKRs, powered Google's meteoric rise from a scrappy startup to a global powerhouse and have since been embraced by organizations ranging from tech giants to the Gates Foundation. The system's genius lies in its elegant simplicity. Objectives define what you want to achieve, the inspirational, qualitative goals that provide direction. Key results establish how progress will be measured, specific, quantifiable metrics that leave no room for ambiguity. This framework has revolutionized how ambitious organizations translate vision into reality, making what truly matters measurable and achievable. When Andy Grove developed OKRs at Intel in the 1970s, he was solving a practical problem: how to align a growing organization around measurable results rather than credentials or pedigree. The system emphasized execution over expertise, creating a culture where outcomes trumped academic backgrounds. The pivotal moment came in 1999 when Doerr introduced OKRs to a young Google with just 40 employees. Larry Page and Sergey Brin had an audacious vision, organizing the world's information, but needed a system to channel their ambition. When Page set a seemingly impossible revenue target of $10 billion, many scoffed. Yet this exemplified the kind of ambitious thinking OKRs were designed to support, helping transform a modest search engine into one of history's most valuable companies. Focus is the discipline to prioritize great ideas over good ones. Remind, an education communication platform, demonstrated this by prioritizing weekly active teachers over total users, leading to quality-driven growth that eventually served millions. Alignment ensures coordinated effort across teams. MyFitnessPal's implementation of transparent OKRs revealed disconnections between teams and enabled effective coordination, proving valuable during their Under Armour acquisition. Tracking converts ambitious goals into achievements through measurement. The Gates Foundation exemplifies this by setting specific, measurable objectives for disease eradication rather than pursuing vague health improvement goals. Stretch pushes beyond comfortable limits. Google Chrome's team surpassed their impossible goal of 20 million users, embodying Larry Page's 10x thinking philosophy of seeking tenfold improvements. Gmail's launch with 1 gigabyte storage, 500 times the competition, similarly redefined possibilities. While stretch goals should be ambitious, they must remain motivating rather than demoralizing. Success is celebrated when teams achieve 60 to 70% of these elevated targets, with leadership commitment being crucial. OKRs reshape organizational culture by creating peer-to-peer accountability, where commitments extend beyond manager relationships to colleagues. This social contract transforms traditional hierarchies into self-regulated systems. Loomis's initial OKR implementation failed due to unaddressed cultural issues. After redefining leadership roles and values, they successfully reintroduced OKRs with selling your reds, openly discussing at-risk objectives. This judgment-free transparency shifted them from a hero-based culture to one of interdependence. YouTube's billion-hour watch time goal demonstrates how stretch objectives transform culture. CEO Susan Wojcicki championed this ambitious target by assigning specific OKRs to individuals, boosting morale and encouraging bold thinking. The goal drove fundamental changes, including shifting from views to watch time metrics and updating infrastructure. The One campaign shows OKRs' impact in nonprofits, using them to maintain focus while expanding their advocacy mission. Their integration of African perspectives into operations exemplifies how OKRs can support strategic transformation. Traditional annual reviews oversimplify human contributions and foster competition over collaboration. The solution is continuous performance management, combining OKRs with CFRs, conversations, feedback, and recognition. Adobe demonstrated this shift under Donna Morris's leadership, replacing annual reviews with their check-in system. This change, aligned with their transition to a subscription model, significantly reduced voluntary turnover through increased employee engagement. Key elements include regular coaching-focused one-on-ones, multi-directional feedback that breaks hierarchical barriers, and separating OKRs from compensation to encourage ambitious goals. This allows for timely feedback rather than delayed annual reviews. Zoom Pizza shows how this works in startups. By implementing OKRs and regular one-on-ones, they built a culture where roles were clear and team interdependence flourished. Their dedicated one-on-ones created space for deeper understanding and revealed both obstacles and motivations. Research shows people are most motivated by consistent progress in meaningful work. OKRs provide this through clear goals and autonomy, while CFRs create a supporting environment where people can excel. Implementing OKRs requires leadership commitment and clear objectives. While cloud-based platforms enhance transparency and alignment, success depends on having OKR shepherds who drive accountability. The OKR cycle consists of setting objectives, midlife tracking, wrap-up scoring, and reflection. Organizations adapt this process based on their maturity. Some begin with annual cycles before moving to quarterly, while startups may opt for monthly iterations. Intuit's IT group exemplifies successful implementation through a pilot program before scaling company-wide, focusing on transparency and collaborative goal setting. Their approach of starting small created a sustainable system that improved engagement and performance. MyFitnessPal's journey reveals common scaling challenges, including misaligned goals and unclear team dependencies. They succeeded by making dependencies explicit and establishing regular integration meetings. As organizations grow, their OKR focus evolves, from survival metrics in early stages to ambitious stretch goals in established companies. The key is maintaining flexibility while adhering to core OKR principles. Google categorizes OKRs as either committed, expected to be fully achieved, or aspirational, ambitious goals that spur innovation. While committed goals align with stability, aspirational goals drive breakthrough thinking. The Chrome browser team's experience shows how stretch goals evolve. Their initial target of 20 million users seemed impossible to many team members, but as they exceeded it, their ambitions grew to creating Chrome OS and Chromebooks, reimagining computing itself. Decoupling OKRs from compensation is crucial for aspirational goals. This separation allows for detailed assessment without being clouded by salary considerations, fostering initiative and the pursuit of ambitious stretch goals. When people can set challenging objectives without fear of financial penalties for falling short, they're more likely to push boundaries and innovate. At their core, OKRs are about people, how they work together, grow, and contribute to something larger than themselves. Regular one-on-ones between managers and employees transform managers from evaluators to mentors, encouraging proactive problem-solving and development. These dialogues allow for adaptive support, building a culture where personal aspirations align with organizational objectives. YouTube's billion-hour watch time goal demonstrates how individual accountability drives collective success. By assigning names to OKRs, they created personal investment in outcomes, fostering ownership and pride in contributions rather than blame. Setting goals just beyond what seems reasonable often unlocks unexpected creativity. This human element in OKRs connects individual potential to meaningful purpose. Successful OKR implementations recognize that behind every metric is a person with aspirations and limitations. Organizations that create environments balancing ambitious goals with psychological safety enable remarkable achievements. The framework succeeds by tapping into intrinsic motivation through clear purpose and measurable progress. OKRs are transformative because they connect individuals to larger purposes. When people understand their work's impact and see tangible results, engagement and innovation naturally follow, explaining the system's enduring success across industries.